My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 27th of August 2009 and the time is 3:15 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
Yeah, it's Craig Gilbreth. I'm 18 and I'm from Hartlepool.
And have you travelled to London especially today for your hour?
Yeah, especially. We travelled down there last night, stayed at Travel Lodge on the edge of London, Cock Foster's, and travelled into London today for this, and travelling home tonight as well.
And has come into the square and seen the plinth in action been how you imagined it?
No, it's been completely different. Look now on the webcam, it looks a lot smaller. I'm coming in, it's a lot bigger, it's just daunting. I don't know what to expect up there at the moment, so it's nervous, but...
are you pleased with the time slot?
Yeah, very pleased. Could have been a lot worse. It's a really good time of the day, 4 to 5, busy hour as well, so prefer that than like throughout the night, so good slot, yeah.
So how are you feeling at this moment in time about going up?
Nervous, but really excited, yeah. As soon as I'm up there, I'll be fine, but yeah, it's just nervous, I don't know what to say, but yeah, really nervous. But.
So when you first heard about the project, what is it that inspired you to apply?
To be honest, I applied as a joke, not expecting to get a place. I was in performing arts class and we were researching stuff and we came across the project. So I thought I'd apply, just a random joke, and then got an email saying I'd got a place. So I thought I may as well go ahead with it, and it's a good opportunity to be part of. So I thought I'd go ahead with it and do it anyway. So good, yeah. I wasn't, no. And so I actually had a look at I saw the sculptures. I can't remember what beach it is, but the people on the beach. I think it's somewhere up north. And he did the Angel of the North as well, so I didn't know he did it, but I researched after and found it was him, yeah.
And what do you think of the work you've seen?
Yeah, it's really good. It's basic ideas that no one else has thought of, I think. Because I think this is, I say, one little idea, and it's sprung into all of this. Even the Angel of the North, every time obviously you go past it, it's just an icon. And it's his work, obviously, so... Yeah.
So have you been watching much of the project online?
Yeah. Seeing ideas mainly, what to do, and see the audiences and what the reaction is different times throughout the day. So been watching it, yeah, a lot.
And what have you thought of some of the things that you've seen?
Some of them just... I'd never even do on my own in my own bedroom, but it's crazy just the amount of different people you're going to get anyway that will do things like this. It gives a good variety. It's very good.
And what will you be doing for your hour?
For the first bit, I'm going to chill. I've got a chair and taking some sights, got my camera out. And then I've got some sweets to hand out to people if they want some. I've got some inflatable footballs as well, so pass them about if it comes to that, so just see what the audience is like, basically, and see how interactive they want to be.
Would you like people to interact with you?
Yeah, definitely, but not too early, because then by the end of the hour I won't have anything left to do with them, so, but yeah. Yeah, good interaction. I'd rather not be up there and just get booed or, so, yeah, I'd rather a bit of interaction, definitely, yeah.
And why have you chosen to spend a bit of time just
I think you need to, given an opportunity like that to stand in like the square, like you're never going to get another chance to obviously be up there. It's a good chance to see see the sights of the city I hardly come to. And then the fact you have to do something because it's your only time up there, so you have to do something different, I suppose. But you need that time as well to take out and have a think, I reckon, as well. Yes, it's sometimes, like, I saw the Olympics on the website, that was fantastic, the way you did that, but then you see people just sat up there reading or listening to the music, it's a different perception of people, but I've just stuck with what I think, so I'm just going to do whatever happens, basically, so, yeah.
So who would you say that you're doing it for?
Myself, really, but... I'm not really doing it for anyone. in a way. But I've always been into performing and acting, I suppose. But yeah, I think just doing it for myself, really. No one really doing it for, so yeah.
So what kinds of performing arts have you done? Have you been studying?
Yeah, I did performing arts at A level. Just finished that. Passed that. Been in numerous plays, performed at theatres and done shows and everything like that, yeah.
And what is it that got you into performing art?
It was actually as a joke again. funny enough, I joined the choir in primary school as a joke with the lads. And yeah, I didn't like the singing wise. I'm not really a singer, but the acting came in year 7 with my sister being all in the acting as well. She got me in it with a teacher who interacted me with the plays. And I performed young at the Theatre Royal in Newcastle. I performed there a few times. But it was that in year 7, I think, because I didn't really have anything I liked, like I wanted to aim for. And as such, well, you don't at that age, but it just got me thinking, and I've been involved ever since, so I've just really enjoyed it. It's really good.
And what are your plans next now that you've done your A-level?
Well, I've auditioned for Disneyland Paris, and I've been accepted, so I'm just waiting for a start date to work over there as the characters, like my sister, so she's over there, and I'm going to follow her, basically, and see what happens from that.
That's brilliant. What does that mean? What would you do?
Well, I went for the audition, but I wasn't good enough for the dancing. So basically just the character work, like in the parks, in the hotels, the restaurants, just dressing up as the characters, and obviously meeting and greeting, photographs, things like that. And then you can audition in when you're actually in the park to then go on to the parades and start getting the dancing, but see how it goes first before. Need some dance lessons, I think, but yeah, just see how it goes. So, just still waiting for a start date from them, and then off over to Paris. Yeah.
And what is it about that job that appeals to you?
Well, my sister doesn't. Every time I go over to visit, it just makes me want to do it more. Just the buzz. I don't know why. It just is. It's just a really good place to work. The people you meet there, everything's just a fun atmosphere. It's just really good, really, really good.
And do you know how long you might do that for?
There's option of contracts. It could be, like my sister's is open-ended, so she can have it till she doesn't want it. But to be honest, I'd prefer going over for, like, say, 3 months, just getting used to it, maybe come back for a bit, and then think about what I want to do long-term. I don't want to stay over there for too long, maybe 3 months, and then go back for a year, and then go from there.
And would you get the opportunity to see a bit of Paris as well?
Actually? Yeah, definitely. I went a few weeks ago now. Yeah, end of July, beginning of August. We went round the full of Paris, saw the sights. It's a wonderful city. It reminds me a lot of London when I come back. But it's really nice. And obviously, if I'm over there, I'll have more time to do the things and find different things out, meet more people. So it's a better opportunity, and learn the language as well, so be handy.
So do you think performing arts is something you'll want to stay in and pursue for the future?
I say yes, but I'm also involved with football refereeing, and I might be taking that route. I've got obviously the potential I've been told, and to go that way professionally. So I just need a big think, really, just to know what I want to do, weigh up my options. That's why I was thinking Paris, to go over there and do that and enjoy that time, and then do the refereeing as a career and go for that, and then maybe do performance in my spare time. Of what spare time I'll have, but just go over and do that. Yeah.
When did you start football refereeing?
When I was 14, so about 4 years ago now. Started doing the like the kids' leagues. I've moved up to adults last season. Moved on to Wee Side League, which is like the local men's league, reffing teams as far as like, well, obviously from like Newcastle to Scarborough, Middlesbrough, around all them, Sunderland, reffing teams up there. Just getting more experience, really, and moving up the ladder to hopefully go professional one day. So
is that something that's normally quite hard to get into?
not getting into it, it's just sticking into it, because they need a lot of referees, so obviously all the stick they get. I enjoy it though, but I know people who are getting like virtually up the ladder, who say it's not hard, but you have to really work hard to get where you want to be. But it's been no problem for them, type of thing. But they enjoy it. They got the part time jobs as well, and then they do that on the obviously evenings, and they really enjoy it. It's something good to get into. Really good.
So what are the things that are important?
Well, say I'm in a band as well, so everything's going. I just need to weigh up my options, because obviously that could take off at any time. I've no idea. Just either option. I just don't know. I don't know. I don't mind. So no idea. Just whatever one comes first, I suppose. But
what kind of band are you in? What do you do?
I play the drums and. Like an indie rock pop type of band. Do our own songs in and around like Hartlepool, the northeast. Played a few good venues. Just need to get our name known now and everything, and maybe get signed and things like that. So.
How do you find time to do it all?
I don't. I work as well. it is hard. See, with a part-time job in a call centre as well, work 5 to 8. Usually I practice 1 to 4 on like certain days, and then a riff on the weekend, so it's busy, but I enjoy it. I just sleep very well on nights, don't stay up through the night, but I enjoy it, but it's hard work, it's life, isn't it?
And is there anything else that you do that you haven't mentioned?
I'm not actually sure, no. I think that's everything, really. Yeah, it's pretty much everything, yeah.
Have you got anyone here with you today?
Yeah, my mum and dad have came down. My sister was going to come over from France, because she's working in Disney at the moment, but she couldn't get time off, unfortunately. Some of her friends are going to come over. And there's a few people watching on the webcam. Some of my friends are watching on the webcam as well.
And what have friends and family's reactions been to you getting
They've been excited. Like, my friends are... Surprisingly, I thought they'll have thought, oh, it's a stupid idea type of thing. Why would you want to do that? But they got really excited, like giving me silly ideas and things to do. But they're really excited for me, and they're all texting me when you're on and what's the website. So, yeah, they're all excited for it, really. More excited than I am when I was. But being here now, I know it's coming closer. It's a bit more exciting and a bit more nervous, but. Slowly, very slow. Knowing that I'm going to be constantly watched for the hour, I think it's going to be a bit dreading. So I'll be certainly thinking about everything I do. But I think it'll go slow to an extent. But as soon as I'm up there, I'll be used to it. Just getting up there first in the first like five, 10 minutes, just getting that out of the way, and then. I probably won't want to come down after the hour. I probably just want to stay up all day.
Have you got any hopes or fears about what will happen?
I hope I don't get booed. That's the only thing. I know it probably won't happen, but... and it was, I suppose, falling off, but looking how small it was. But with the size of the net, there's no fear about that. But and when I first saw it was how high from this angle it is. So hopefully it doesn't look as high when you're up there, but...
Have you not ever thought about or felt pressured to entertain the people watching?
Yeah, but weird as it says, I'm a bit shy when it comes to things like this. But performance, I'm not. It's just weird because it's in the middle of a public place when people have came here obviously to see the sights, and I've maybe thought that I don't have to entertain because I haven't came to see me be entertained. But then you think, because I'm up there, I'm centre of attention in effect, that I have to do something. So it's how it sways, but yeah, you can tell I'm nervous.
When you think back to your profile on the website, yeah. You were asked to put three that describe you. If you can't remember what they were, what would you say about yourself now?
I think about outgoing, which obviously everything I do, I think I am outgoing. I can't remember what else I put on the website. Yeah, very generally happy, bubbly person. I think excited. I will do things like this. Or I might be a bit scared, but I'll definitely get up and have a go and doing something. And yeah, just give it a go. I mean, nothing. Well, some things might go wrong, but just give it a try. It's never gonna happen again. So, may as well give it a try.
And what does it mean to you to be one of 2,400 people who are able to do this?
It feels good. Like I was talking to my dad earlier, he said it's like the like kind of put the lottery. What I was saying, I entered, but I didn't expect to win. But then when you got it, you feel shocked, and then you see the number growing up on the website, how many people are applying, and because I applied before, it was like the first plinth that went up way before that. So when all obviously the media got the attention, a lot more people applied. So I'm glad I applied when I did to get the place. What was the question again? Sorry, I've completely forgot. I've gone off it, haven't I?
How does it feel to be one of the 2,000?
All right, yeah. In a way, it feels unique when you think 2,200, like 2,400 people, it feels a lot. But looking at how many supplied, then it is a small number. And then you think of obviously the population. Of how many people are actually going to stand up there and be part of it, then it's, well, a lot of people would, I think a lot of people have applied would want that more than myself, to be honest, to be up there, to want to maybe protest or do something than myself, but to look at the draw and, yeah, take my chance and see what I can do.
And what would you like to take away from the experience?
A bit more confidence, I reckon. See, I obviously, I'm a confident person with the performance, but a lot more public-wise and to get up and stand there and interact a bit more, and just a better general experience of, let's say, coming to London again. It's been really good, but just in general, yeah. I don't know, yeah. That's the words.
What impact would you like to have on others watching?
Hopefully not bored, which I think I will be, though, because I'm not entertaining, as I was saying, but I'm not there to entertain, as in a way. But yeah, hopefully no one takes too many pictures of me. But yes, it's good. It's good for someone watching. Say if they haven't heard about it and they come and they see this every hour and then they get interested in the project, there's more people knowing about it, which was in effect what it's all about. More people knowing about the project and Auntie's work, really.
And are you able to summarise the experience of the project for you as an individual since hearing that you had a place to this moment now?
It's been very organised. I have numerous phone calls about am I definitely turning up, what am I doing. Even today it's been so organised, very looked after. Sent all the information, email and through the post, so it's very organised, really well done.
All right then, well, thank you.
No problem, thank you.